In your career, and you've had well over 43,000 readings.
Oh, yeah.
In your career, what to you is one of the most unusual readings you've ever done that just sticks right out in the old
room? I had a man in Los Angeles many years ago, somebody that you know. And in the course of my being in the reading with him, his father, who was also a well-known screenwriter and producer, came from the spirit and gave the man all the details of the man's dream the night before. And in front of my own eyes, and it's on a tape, they actually did the whole outline for the screenplay in an hour. And it went on to be a movie that you know about. It's very famous. And it was so phenomenal that the father in the spirit world had the very same information that I was giving this man that he had written down in a script in front of him. So that it showed beyond any reasonable doubt that we work with those on the other side.
That is, you don't want to tell us the name of the movie, do you?
No. That would be a violation, but it was utterly remarkable. And I've had so many instances where a reading for someone, some words that are said, simply change people's life. You know, I've been blessed to work for international bankers and Fortune 500 and actresses and actors and all of these people. But the biggest gift I think that Spirit gives you is that they see you. And they let you know that they know where you are and what you're going through. And when they can give you your own thoughts, then you know that you're partnered well with the universe, that God loves you.
Zane from Vermont, interesting question. Ever had a contact where a spirit needs to give a message to a living person, and they want to do it through you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I remember I was walking down a street in San Francisco many years ago, and I kept hearing, I've got to tell my boy this. I've got to, you have to help me. I've got to let him know he's going to kill himself. And I think I was on Van Ness, as a matter of fact. And I said, in consciousness, I said, but I don't know where your son is, sir. And he says, he's over there. And there is a little place called the Grubstake on California and Van Ness, and it's a little railroad car. And I went in there. And I didn't recognize it. And I sat down, and I saw this man, this young man, behind the counter. And I was led to say to him, is your name Mikey? And he said, yes. I said, your father says, don't kill yourself. It will do no good. You'll just want to come back and undo it. It's going to get better. And he just broke down and started sobbing and sobbing, and I gave him my card, and I said, come see me in my office. And it saved that boy's life.
I guess that would happen to somebody.
Yeah.
You just show up like that out of the blue.
Yeah. And when you're able to say to them what they're thinking.
Yes, that's right for them. They got to listen.
They got to listen, and you paid attention. Sometimes things get very hard for some people, and it's good to know that you're not alone, that the Spirit loves you.